So the hammer has come down in Knoxville after that great recruiting class that was put together. Jeremy Pruitt is out today. Philip Fulmer has some questions to answer. Tennessee, which back in the 90s won a national championship. There will be a lot of names that will be attached. Billy Napier, Hugh Freeze will be attached to that job. Kevin Steele, who has already been hired as the defensive coordinator, which was really, really peculiar because there was a hiring freeze. And next thing you know, Kevin Steele shows up as the defensive coordinator at Tennessee. It's been a weird year for Tennessee because remember the assistants refused to take a pay cut during a pandemic. Jeremy Pruitt did. The assistants said no. But Tennessee will, there'll be a lot of attention towards this job. They will say, it's Tennessee, it's Neyland Stadium. Look at, you've got all this passion. You can win there. And what will happen? Tennessee football in probably 3 to 5 years will be looking for their next head coach after they hire whoever it's going to be here in the next week or so. We wring our hands about coaching searches around here and whether Nebraska got the right guy or not going way back a decade and a half. Look at Tennessee. Greg Schiano, not hired. And the mess that that was. Mike Leach was going to be the coach there. Mike Gundy was going to be the coach there. Scott Frost was going to be the coach there. Raise your hand if you were at one point mentioned for the Tennessee job. Might be easier just to have a guy that is respected to settle the waters down. Kevin Steele is your interim head coach at Tennessee. But there's a place that I don't know that they can get it right. I don't know that Tennessee can get the right hire. I think Tennessee is just built on the drama and the cycle of every 3 to 5 years, they're looking for a new head coach. Doesn't that sound like fun? Last hour upcoming. It's the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.